Well, Telstra executives and the regulator will come under the blowtorch today at a Senate inquiry into last week's outage. The nationwide faults affected 000 services, brought trains to a halt in two states and caused widespread disruption to businesses and consumers. Green Senator Sarah Hanson-Young chairs the inquiry and joins me this morning. Senator, welcome back to Breakfast.
Good morning, Sally. Thanks for having me.
How important is it to get some answers?
Look, it's really important because this is one of the most vital services that Australians rely on. You know, we use our mobile phones for so many parts of our lives, whether we like it or not, and it needs to work. And, you know, whether it's making sure that your elderly parents have access to their distress button, whether it's being able to call work and say you're running late because the kids are sick, or indeed you need to call 000. When you need your mobile phone, it should work. Of course, this outage was much bigger than just individuals' mobile phones, though. It brought our rail system in many parts of the country to a complete stop. It threw small businesses out because they couldn't use their FPOS facility, so they couldn't even run their businesses. And Telstra has a lot of questions to answer. But what I'm really worried about is that we need proper rules in place to make sure this doesn't happen again. I mean, this is a for-profit company. Let's be really clear about this. Telstra's business model is to make profits for their shareholders. That's what they do. Yet they're running a service that is now an essential service. Privatisation clearly isn't working to protect the service for people. We need better rules, better regulations and better penalties.
Telstra has launched its own inquiry, but there are reports the outage was caused by outdated software and the company delayed replacing that software for a decade. How confident are you on getting an answer about that and some more of the detail today?
Well, that is extraordinary allegation. I will be asking Telstra executives directly about that. And it's been reported that a piece of equipment that may have cost them $20,000 to fix, to replace, was out of date by years, and that's what's thrown the whole system out. And if that is true, what on earth is going on with Telstra's redundancy system, making sure their equipment is up to date? And what else is lying in the system? How many other pieces of out-of-date equipment are in the system that could just fall over? For $20,000? I mean, this is a company that banked $2.3 billion worth of profits last year. And, of course, this is people's livelihoods. It is their, it is a matter of life and death when it comes to 000. It's a matter of the economy. How much has Telstra's tardiness cost the Australian economy?
There have been three major outages in 12 months. If it is possible, do you believe there should be an exploration of whether it's possible to excise the 000 service from the for-profit companies?
Look, I do think it's time to seriously consider nationalising 000. And let's be clear, whether it's Telstra, whether it's Optus, whether it's Vodafone, these are for-profit companies who have been putting their profits ahead of public safety. And yet this is the 000 is the most essential service. It shouldn't just be left to for-profit companies to do as a kind of chore, an add-on. It actually needs to be run in a much more transparent way and in a way that puts the safety of the people first.
On a separate issue, I was just asking the Minister Mark Butler earlier, and I'll ask you as well, what's your view of One Nation Senator, One Nation Leaders, Pauline Hanson's trip to the UK, and particularly spending time with and appearing on a podcast by far-right UK activist Tommy Robinson?
Well, I just think this is so appalling. And, I mean, frankly, it's un-Australian. And to go overseas, to hang out with a criminal thug who, you know, is a white supremacist, to be laughing on his show about multiculturalism back here in Australia, which we are, our communities, Australian citizens, people who make this country great. And Pauline Hanson is the most un-Australian politician in the parliament. And she should come home, face the music and apologise. And, of course, it's not just Pauline Hanson in this nasty, hatred-driven divisive stuff that she's been talking with this thug about in the UK, someone that even Nigel Farage won't hang out with. There's also now all of these stories coming out of the things that her other senators believe and say. Anti-Semitic stuff, racist stuff, conspiracy theorists. I mean, this is a scandal that is now engulfing the entire One Nation Party. And it's Pauline Hanson's responsibility to explain, to fess up, to apologise, and to get home. I mean, and if she doesn't, if she's not prepared to come home and apologise, well, bloody well stay there.
Senator Sarah Hanson-Young, thank you for joining me this morning.
Thank you.